Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, March 17th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CeFi spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we got about the last hour or so of Big T's crypto talk, passive income, best platforms open. Let's take a listen.
Convert to USDC.
And then do it again. Yeah.
And then do it again. And you can get anywhere 1% to 5% cash back on every trade.
Well, you just told about 200 people how to make quick money once it comes out.
Yeah, you're
arming, arming using different cards.
I used to do this with a credit card, but then they shut it down. You could go buy the gold coins, and then the gold coins I'd go put in my bank account, and I'd just rack up my miles on my credit cards. But then you couldn't buy gold coins anymore, because I was essentially buying dollars with my credit card, going to deposit that, and then just doing it month over month over month, and just racking up my credit card points for free.
Yeah, exactly. And you can kind of do that right now with, depending on what exchange you use, but you can just purchase crypto with it if the spread and fees aren't too ridiculous.
Yeah, we'd have to look at the fees. I'll have to do a calculator on that to see all the fees around all this.
Kind of like balance transfer looping.
Yeah, pretty much. I know Ludonagus came up. It's like what his strategy is with the balance transfer that he did.
Real quick, though, before he goes, I posted a pinned tweet above, and it actually shows you the mechanism and how you receive your crypto cash back on trades. And this goes for each asset. So essentially, you take that formula, and that'll give you the amount of cash back that you'll get on each trade. Go ahead, Lunomics. And how you doing? Thank you for being here.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, thanks for the DM. And I did check out that masterclass. It's pretty cool. I think the one thing that I kind of attracts me the most is that it is a legit bank. And I was talking to somebody from the island that I'm on, and he said that so he's buying a home, and he said that he used BGX to wire like six figures into his bank account here to put a down payment for a home. So he said that was the first time that he ever wired six figures from like crypto into a traditional bank. And he said that when I talked to him, he said that it settled that day, so he was pretty stoked.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I love it. Actually, that's like the third or fourth story I've heard in regards to that. We had a gentleman who was an early investor into VGX, made a whole bunch of money off it. He's still a big holder. He bought his house the same way, but same process. It's just so quick and efficient. And that's the benefit to Voyager. It's lightning speed. So, you know, when I think about the future, and the fact that they, you know, Steve has flat out said that UST and Luna, like, just think about the opportunities. That's I just can't stop thinking about that. When that happens, guys, it's game over. It's absolutely game over. So I'm excited about that opportunity.
Hey, Big T. Sure. Would you consider Voyager as like the leading, I guess, hybrid of cryptocurrency and traditional finance as far as a bank?
Yeah. And one of the main reasons I say this is because of their team. So Brian Brooks, who's the former comp controller of the United States and the head of OCC, is on their team, and he oversaw 70% of the banking. But the reason I say this is if you think about the way that banks and traditional finance need to operate, it has to be through a licensed brokerage in order to offer crypto to their constituents. So they have to get the best executed price. And Voyager is the only, and literally the only brokerage outside of Robinhood that's a publicly traded company. So when I think about the future of crypto and what that looked like, the way I put it is where TradFi and Wall Street meets crypto, that's Voyager.
So the VGX token, so when you say publicly traded, they have an actual stock on an exchange
VYGF, their OTC phenomics.
Yeah, okay. So it's on the OTC and it's on the Toronto Stock Exchange and soon to be listed on the NASDAQ.
Cool. Wow, so it's pretty early for this company.
Like Lunomics, when I say this, and this goes to anybody in this room, nobody knows what Voyager is, but Voyager really is the mecca in the room. Like, just look at the partnerships that they have and the actual individuals investing into them. You just had Sam Bankman-Fried. I think he put $200 million, a strategic investment into Voyager. They're partnered with every major exchange, Binance, Coinbase, Coinbase Pro, FTX, Gate.io, all these big dogs know who Voyager is and respect them. And they want to be partnered with them because Voyager can value proposition their brokerage to help these other companies execute. Therefore, there's a strategic partnership amongst all of them. Even though they're competitors, they all want to be partnered with Voyager.
So if you have to choose one way to invest in them, and you could only buy their stock or buy a token, or invest in a token, what would you do, and why would you do it that way?
100% the token. Because I'm getting the use case and utility of the network while still getting the exposure to the metrics, meaning that the more users that come on the platform, even if a fraction of them invest into VGX, I'll see the price appreciation of it over time. So I'm still go ahead.
I own both. And even though you're early Lunanomics, you have to think too that the E-Trade people, they just did a big, not just, but they had a big sale to Morgan Stanley. So part of their business model is to build this awesome thing and then sell it to, you know, bigger financial institutions. So there's, I don't want to say an embedded pop potential, but that really is their business model. Is they're great marketers, they're great builders, they're early. Companies like Morgan Stanley who bought E-Trade aren't ready to get in yet, but that's really what they're doing as an investor. And I am an investor in my IRA of Voyager. To T's point, and you don't have one or the other, but let's just say somebody did, to be a user to do the things that Lucky's talking about, which makes a ton of financial sense. Like you talk about positive feedback loops all the time. So we can only save so much money, whether it's like 5% of your income, 10, 25. I have some clients that can save like 35% of their income. But most of the money that flows through all of our hands, it just comes and goes via spending. So if you can monetize that, or you can create a value capture around that, why wouldn't you? And owning the VGX token, and there's different tiers, like 500 is the first kind of no-brainer tier. Like you said, like that's $800 or $900. 5,000 is the next tier, but it's a pretty juicy jump. If you're into the long-term utility of just capturing value off your spending, this is one way to do it. So yeah. I think there's value to both.
I mean, I think
you have to have
the target in reverse.
Okay, real quick, we're gonna go Lucky, we're gonna go Mandivs, and then we'll go Sayak. Sorry for muting everybody, but I hate when people talk over each other. It drives me fucking nuts.
I was going to say, you know, for me, and I think I say this a lot, is like today we all pay our mortgages, we all pay utility bills, we all pay these things, car loans that we don't get any rewards back. So it's like just the proposition of knowing that you can earn off of that is worth it for me in the long run, because I know I'm going to have those payments for a while. So I look at it just from that cost opportunity of just this platform. And the CEO has clearly stated multiple times that we'll be able to pay certain bills with that, which is, you know, a great, great thing that we don't have the opportunity to do on other platforms.
Go ahead, Mandivs, and then we'll go to Sayak.
I was just kind of joking. Like, Lunamic doesn't have to go to the tiers. He can jump right on the Navigator.
And just to be clear for everybody too, there's more tiers that are coming. Like, this is just the way it is right now. There's actually a token burn being instituted and everything. Like, let me put it this way. What you're seeing right now is the buildup for what's actually about to happen. In June, they're going VLP 2.0. There's going to be a whale tier at 50,000 tokens. That's going to come with concierge service. And like, I could just imagine the different benefits that they're going to release with that. But they haven't released a white paper for 2.0. But I fully expect when that comes out, guys, with the current supply the way it is right now, mind you, I just said you can get in before business and institutions figure out what the hell this even is, right? At the current supply of 50 million tokens at that whale tier at 50,000, mind you, Steve just went over this during a Reddit AMA 4 days ago roughly, only 1,000 businesses can get in at the 50,000 level right now as we speak. As we speak, this is before international expansion and all this other shit that's happening. Like, I want people to really wrap their heads around this concept. And mind you, regardless of the value of VGX, just think about this. Let's just let this sink in for a second. Regardless of the value of VGX, which I think we can all agree that it will go up in time, right? There's going to be a supply crunch the whole nine. But even if VGX were to stay at its current level and never move in price, think about how much value you as a consumer are getting just from utilizing the use case and utility of it. So that's what I really want people to wrap their heads around. Let's just say, let's not even talk about price right now. Just think about the potential for you utilizing the network and then ultimately the network effect that causes for the VGX token. Then you can start thinking about price targets, but it's $1.70 right now. And nobody knows about this.
I think I cut off Lunomics though. So go ahead, Lunomics, real quick. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead, Lunomics.
No, I was just asking, so for the spending, is the debit card required to get that cash back?
Or the VGX tokens are required for you to get that cash back. So depending on your tier is the level of cash back that you get. So anybody can get the card and utilize it, but they get no rewards on it outside of the 9% interest on your USDC.
Okay, so it uses USDC. Is there any, I think I heard you guys saying earlier that it plans to also offer UST. Are all those rewards and stuff going to also be transferred to UST, or is it just like USDC is kind of its?
No. So the rewards that you're actually accumulating are the VGX token when you spend. And that's those rewards are being paid out of the circulating supply. So the rewards that you're getting is the value of whatever VGX is at the time, and then, you know, divided by the amount of spending that you're doing, and then taking into consideration what tier you're at.
Got it.
So essentially, like, this is the way I want people to view this overall, right? You're going to get VGX tokens back. That's going to compound 7% interest on the total amount that you hold, plus the price appreciation aspect over time. Now think about how much value is derived from that. It's wild to think about. Once again, just nobody knows about this. Go ahead, Sayak, and then we'll go to Keiko and then Forrest.
Yeah, I just, I kind of looked at both sides. So like how I look at it, Shigeo, and I don't know if that's your name or if that's from Mob Psycho, but if you want exposure to Voyager as a company, right, and they actually have a ton of Bitcoin on their balance sheet and other coins, right? If you wanted the exposure to the Voyager stock or VYGF, right, go purchase that, right? Obviously, it's on the OTC market, as you know, which can be pretty volatile, right? But you know, if I had to choose, it would definitely be the Voyager token, just because, you know, as like Big T and, you know, Steffi have a lot of said, it's the tokenomics on it are actually pretty damn good. The nice part is you're getting exposure to the network by owning the Voyager token, right? And it's also being the value accrual mechanism is pretty clear. You're getting paid out, right? So all the basically anything that happens in the network, you're essentially just getting that return to you, right? Which is always good to know where the value accrual mechanism is. You're getting paid out in something that has a low supply, right? So the good chance of supply shock, which I think Big T's mentioned, right? Like we've seen, looking back at the chart, there's like some times where it had like some really big shocks where it moved up almost $10, almost to $10, just from like $20 million moves. So you can get some pretty big movements and stuff like that. So just Voyager alone, the token and everything the token they have to use in terms of the VLP and like what's going to be required, they're bumping it down to 50 VLP now for like another bottom tier. So there's basically the entry barrier of entry will be low. And I think they have a really high staking amount. I think it's around like 70% or something. So it just kind of just makes the most sense to own Voyager token if right. I had to choose. But I own both, just to be very clear. And I've had purchases at like $15 for the stock and $10 for the stock dollar. So I bought right. all the way down a bit. So yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm a little negative on some parts, but I do own a significantly more of the token.
Yeah, and I wanted to kind of talk about, well, really what Voyager is like, what is Voyager's customer, right? It's your everyday average Joe. So once again, like what I was talking about in this space is like when it first started is take into consideration we are currently in an inflationary environment all around us. More and more people are going to find unique ways to park their money in whatever assets that they gravitate towards. But, you know, I feel like Voyager speaks the same language as traditional finance, in other words. So that's just kind of my thesis behind it. Yeah, but there's great potential in both. I mean, pick your poison. I think they both do great and over time.
Just like tinfoil, right? Just seeing all the bank account, you know, routing number coming out, you know, it's just going to be like a future bank where you're going to also get your mortgage from it. And it just makes, you know, Voyager kind of like a one-stop shop sort of, you know, for all your crypto and everything from a centralized standpoint, you know, just for like your life needs. That's just kind of how I look at it too in the central exchange wars.
Yeah. And what's funny, guys, is you'll notice, and mind you, maybe people weren't aware of this, but if you didn't know, there's a huge fucking crossover between the Luna community and the VGX community, is because essentially the same mechanisms that derive value for the primary asset, mind you, Voyager's not a blockchain, so I'm not trying to say, like, let me put it this way. Luna is the apex asset of anything that's ever existed. I will say that until that changes. VGX is a close second, but you'll notice the crossover between the two. The same value accrual mechanisms are pretty similar across the board, because once again, you're actually getting the network effect within its own respective ecosystem, and it all derives value for the primary coin, which is Luna, or token, which is a Voyager token. So that's kind of how I look at it. Go ahead, Keiko, then we'll go Forrest, then we'll go Jacob.
Yeah, I wanted to just circle back to that arbitrage I was talking about. I looked at your formula that you posted. So we're not actually going to be getting cash back on stable pairs if that is the formula that's being used, because the estimated price and the filled price will always be 1 and 1, and you'll just be multiplying everything by 0. So we won't actually be getting cash back on stable pairs.
Yeah, but that wasn't what I was thinking. I was thinking we could use a debit card to actually buy stable coins off of other exchanges and then get the rewards off of using the debit card and then just selling it back to USD.
Off Coinbase or something.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, that you can do for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, Keiko?
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying like it would be one, like
take USD the debit card. Yeah. Yeah. Take the debit card and go to like KuCoin, buy a stable coin off of it, and then get the rewards of VGX. Essentially dump the rewards for DGX and then just keep repeating it and earning the
exactly. And that's what Seffi, me and Obi were talking about like months ago when this was released, was that like, just think about, even if it's 1% arbitrage that you're getting by buying it off of KuCoin, think about the opportunity that gives you. Like, there's so many different ways to utilize this, guys.
I think it was a little different, Big D, but yeah, it's close, but not the same. Yeah.
So basically the arbitrage would be worth it as long as your loyalty program, your loyalty cashback is higher than the spread of the two stables.
Correct.
Exactly.
Or the fee of the fee of using the debit card to buy a stable and then dumping it back and then doing all the fees in the middle is how I look at it.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd see most people probably getting at least the 2% back for it to make sense.
Yeah, there's, and honestly, at these prices, once again, guys, like the middle tier is a pretty damn sweet spot. The adventurer is a no fucking brainer, literally a no brainer. You'll make that back just off of the rewards from spending and the 7% interest in under a year. There's no doubt about that. I mind you, not financial advice and all that wonderful shit. But yeah, the middle tier is pretty much the sweet spot. And then when if you're a high net worth individual, then that's when you start to go to the 20,000, and then obviously whales go for the 50,000. But there's a use case and utility and all that, and it just depends on what type of investor you are and if you believe ultimately Voyager is going to be what they say they're going to be, which I do. Go ahead, Forrest.
Yeah, so I have a couple questions. One, where do you buy VGX? Is it on Binance? Like you said, they have collaborations with all the major exchanges.
So real quick, and I'm going to answer this through the eyes of an international holder. Binance is going to be the best place to buy it if you're not U.S. based. And the reason being is because they actually give you a staking option. If you buy 1,000 tokens, you can get 9.25%. on a 90-day lockup. So if you're a long-term investor and you're going to wait and you're going to hold this while the you know you're waiting for the application to launch in your area, Binance is by far and none the best place to do it. Now, if you're in a territory that doesn't allow Binance, you can buy it on Coinbase, Coinbase Pro, Gate.io, FTX, and then you can stake that via MetaMask on InvestVoyager.com for the 7%. Now, there is ETH gas fees that you'll have to pay. So if Binance is not available to you, that's an option. Go ahead, Forrest.
Yeah, and then the second question is that it kind of sounds a little bit like a farming token in some ways. And I'm wondering if people are putting through such big transactions, you know, mortgage, whatever, car loans, all these things that they couldn't before earn points on, then they're getting this VGS token. Why do you think that they're going to hold it, you know, and not just dump this every month to pay off their mortgage or whatever? And so many people are accruing so many points, and there's so many people getting, you know, 7 or 3 whatever percent back. Why won't they just dump these tokens every month?
Well, think of it this way, right? The only inflation, and this is where we get into the use case, utility, and then obviously the tokenomics, right? So outside of the 7% inflation on the staked VGX tokens, there's no other inflationary mechanism. So not saying that people will not, you know, dump off their tokens, but also consider the network effect, right? So right now, and mind you, this is all public knowledge. Everybody can look at the CEDR filings and see what I'm saying to be true. Voyager's onboarding anywhere from 85 to 92,000 funded accounts every single month. So the Voyager actually wants you to sell it off. You know why? Because those individuals that are getting in to the platform are going to find a use case and utility in the token, and then they'll buy it. So could there be a massive sell-off when these rewards happen? Yes. Historically speaking, has that happened? No. So once again, there's an incentive to move up the tiers in the loyalty program, right? And mind you, not everybody has the same thesis as I have. But me personally, I'm working up to the 20,000 token tier, and that's going to take me some time to accumulate. And there's a lot of individuals like me, right? But think about it. Every time somebody sells, there's always going to be a new buyer. Always.
Something also, too, that a lot of investors should know is they have a low attrition rate for accounts, and they actually have probably about 2x the amount, I think, of assets under management.
Yeah.
Per account, and then also just obviously what they have. So their assets, their AUM is pretty significant comparatively. It's pretty wild for what they do.
Yeah, and I wanted to touch base on that real quick, just so people understand what we're talking about. So let's take, mind you, we're just going off of publicly traded companies. all this information is disclosed. Fact check anything I say to you right now. Coinbase has 77 million users on the platform, verified users, meaning they went through the KYC process. However, they only have 7 million funded accounts. So that's roughly a 9 to 10%, on that number. Now look at Voyager on the flip side. Voyager has 1.3 million funded accounts with 3.5 million verified users. So think about that. That's roughly 30 to 40%. So to SciAc's point, you know, Voyager not only is beating them on a funded account basis, because mind you, investors don't give a fuck about the fact that you have all these downloads and where's the money at, right? Voyager's beating them in every category across the board. Mind you, Voyager's only a company that started in 2019, and it's taking that much of a market share. So I want people to wrap their heads around that concept. It's like when you look at the assets under management, to SciAc's point again, you know, the average customer on Voyager has around $5,000 to $6,000 per account. On a comparative basis to a Robinhood or a Coinbase, that's roughly anywhere from $2,500 to $4,000.
Hey, Big T. How do we know that you don't work for Voyager?
Fuck, shit, cock, balls. People always ask me that shit, and it drives me nuts. Think about it this way: Would a publicly traded company hire somebody like me that could barely speak, barely hold a conversation, and then say fuck, shit, cock, balls on top of it? No, I'm a straight shooter. Ask me anything.
Well, Rob Gronkowski is one of their sponsors. Spokesman.
yeah, but does Rob Gronkowski say, you know, download Voyager and then say fuck shit cock balls?
No, I know. I'm just kidding. He's got CT maybe a little bit though. But anyways, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, there's a lot of there's just a lot of green flags that get kind of chucked at your face, and it's just it's pretty wild when you look at it all
sounds too good to be true, guys. But once again, whether you invest into this or not, I could give a fuck less. Like, so, I'll just continue to make the money and you won't.
So for me, just so you guys know how I'm thinking about this is, okay, think about all the different ways you can maximize the rewards. And then with those rewards, how am I going to maximize my exposure to something like Luna? I mean, that's kind of how my mind operates. So once I get the debit card, once I start getting rewards, once I start seeing yield coming back from Alice or, you know, how you do an anchor, but I'm kind of breaking off a little section of my whole financial portfolio. And I'm saying, okay, this financial portfolio of something that I wasn't earning off of today, like paying my mortgages, paying my childcare, paying my car payment. Sorry, I'm on the Stairmaster, so I'm out of breath. I want to take those things, and then I want to take it and say, what can I do to maximize it on top of it?
I thought that's how my brain was getting hot and heavy on Alice and EGX.
Get it right, get it tight, dude.
And you know what, guys? That's where I saw the opportunity. I saw Lucky's flowchart, and I'd heard about this debit card and the cash back, but that's the opportunity. Like, you can't spend your way to riches, but we all have to spend money in the world. And when we spend that money, we lose the compounding off that cash flow, off those assets. It goes to other people. It goes to financial institution. But this is the only way I know of to where now I can get a very nice recapture and create, like Lunanomic says, one of those positive feedback loops. Like, it'd be great if we could be 100% DeFi all the time. We're not there yet. A lot of us have to interact with the regular world. So to have a routing number, to have a checking account, to where now I can just funnel my spending through this hose. It's kind of like you have a garden hose and you stick your thumb on it and it just puts all this pressure out. Now all of a sudden it's like doing this is like sticking that thumb on the hose to where now I'm creating some velocity off this spending to where I can get some recapture. And for essentially long, even if you want to invest everything else Luna, like, why not take 2 months of your household spending and then have that act like an asset that just constantly just produces yield for you in whatever form you want. Like, the farm token is a valid concern. Some people will sell, but there's going to be a lot more people, to Big T's point, they're going to want to put their thumb on this hose. And in order to maximize it, in order to get a bigger thumb, they need to buy this token. And I saw the opportunity when I first saw this. It's like, how else can you monetize your spending in this way? Sure, you can get cash back, credit cards, miles, everything else. But this is a pretty damn good way by simply just carving off that 2 months of spending, parking it in this positive feedback loop, and just letting that produce for you.
Yeah. And guys, I'm going to post my referral code again, and I'll even sweeten the pot for everybody in here. If you guys think that I'm in here doing this because I get a fucking $25 bonus for saying how great Voyager is, well, you can fuck off. But you can still use my code, and then I'll send you the $25 that they send me in Bitcoin back to you. I promise you. As long as you take a screenshot and you show me USDC or whatever asset that you just bought, and it's in the Voyager account and you're brand new, I will send literally 100% of everything that I make off of this to each and every single individual in here. I could give a fuck less. Once again, I could care less if anybody decides to buy the VGX token or not. But once again, Pandora is getting out of the box, guys. When Voyager leases or unleashes this mass marketing campaign that's happening in April and May, it's game over. When VL 2.0 comes out in June and they have the burn mechanism and then the upgraded version of the VLP, you're too late. By the time that they introduce the international expansion, which is 110% happening in either June, July, August, or September, we're not sure which time frame that's going to happen. Once again, you're late to the party. Everybody in here will benefit from at least 500 tokens, no matter how you cut it. Now, depending on the net worth individual that you are, maybe the Explorer makes sense, or maybe the Navigator, or if you're a big dog, then maybe that 50,000 tier makes sense. But once again, it is a use case and utility token. So don't go out there buying the shit because you think that it's going to go to the moon because everything I just said sounds good. Don't be that individual. I don't want you to be that individual.
I think it will happen after the merge. VLP 2.0 maybe happen after the ETH, so most likely July anytime, but not sure when. That's what right.
Exactly. And once again, I don't want people to get caught up in the price appreciation aspect. Think of it this way. If VGX were not to go up in value whatsoever, and I decided I'm going to invest X amount of money into this project, what is the rewards or the money back that I'm getting for utilizing this token? Then you'll see the true value of VGX. Now, once again, Voyager is going to have collateralized loans come out, just like you can with your Luna on Anchor Protocol. So at some point in the near future, you're going to be able to collateralize the value of VGX, borrow against it, and then redeploy it, whether they have UST on the platform at that time or not, or USDC. Well, now you just created yourself a money loop. So I want people to start wrapping their heads around the potential, around what Voyager is now, and what it's going to become in the near future. But once again, don't buy a whole bunch of this fucking token thinking that this thing's going to the fucking moon. Because mind you, I could be 110% wrong with my thesis. But if my thesis is correct, you see which direction this is going.
So I would say take Big T's offer one step forward, everyone. So let's say you haven't signed up yet and you get the 25 free. And then he sends you back 25 free because, like he says, he doesn't really give a shit about the referral bonus. You take that 50, you go through Cato, you on-ramp it. It'll cost you a $2 fee. So that'd be $48. You take that 48, you swipe over to the D-Gen wallet strategy. You spin up a new wallet. You take that 48, you times by 1.5. So essentially, you may, you know, taking that to, what is that, 1.5 times 50, whatever that is. And you then buy Luna with it and leave that wallet there forever and see what happens. And maybe that $100 or whatever, $75, $100 turns into a couple thousand in a couple years. I mean, that's kind of how you guys have to change your mindset on these things. Like where you get these opportunities of free money, or like I was saying earlier, you're saving money. You know, where can you take that money and just, you know, put a leverage bet somewhere where, you know, if you didn't have it, you never had it. Who gives a shit if it goes to zero? You gotta continue to challenge yourself with that mindset.
So we're gonna go
really crazy. I just want to throw in, you can do StormX too and get some serious cash back rewards. That'd be a nice stake in StormX.
I want to go to. Yeah, I agree. But let's try to keep it to VGX because this is like information overload for everybody. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's
because guys,
day.
To be honest with you, the same reasons that people love Luna is the same reason why I'm such a VGX bull. It's because most people cannot grasp these concepts. Like,
generally speaking, centralized finance is boring as fuck. There's not a whole lot going on, but that is not the case with Voyager. It's just different. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yeah, thanks. I have just two quick questions, and I apologize if you might have answered one of them earlier and I missed it, but I have to hop off and go to a meeting in just a second, even though I'd much rather stay on and listen to this. Once they introduce native UST onto the Voyager platform, do you have any idea if they'll be offering rewards similar to what they're offering on Circle today for holding above like $100 minimum or whatever?
So here's my answer. I hope to fucking God they do, because think of it this way. What are publicly traded companies value based off of? It's based off of the customers that come in, obviously the money that they're making, and assets under management. So if they don't do that, think about the repercussions that are out there for the stockholders. So I can't say yes or no, because I know that Voyager is directly partnered with Circle, but I'd assume, you know, there's a lot of stockholders in here, and guys, use your voice. Mind you, I'm a huge advocate for Voyager, but the second that they don't decide to offer something that's a superior option, that's when I put them on blast and say, hey, you know, I can do this on XYZ. Why the fuck can't I do this on Voyager? Let's be real with each other. Let's hold each other accountable. I'm not saying be assholes about it, but do I think that they're going to offer something on UST? Yes. Is that going to be the same that you can get on Anchor Protocol or other centralized platforms who choose to adopt it? I think they will. But that, once again, I can only speculate. But the fact of the matter is, regardless of whether they do or don't, I'm still staking. So say Voyager decides to do that and they give 13%. I'm still going straight to Anchor Protocol, and then I'm directly on-ramping, you know, UST from my Alice into Voyager. So regardless of whether they make that easy for me or not, I'm still going to do it. But assuming that they give a shit about their assets under management, I think they will. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with your thought process. I'm just trying to, you know, go back to the lens that Lucky directed me earlier to, of the mass adoption aspect, and not how can us DeFi folks, you know, maximize our capital, because there's kind of two different competing things and we want both to be successful. The other kind of related note, and I assume your answer is going to be similar, that you don't know, but you suspect this will be the case. Do you know if they will charge a spread on UST if you sell it for fiat USD, similar to what they're doing to USDT right now on their platform, whereas that isn't the case with Circle because of their partnership, where the bid and ask are the same?
That I could not tell you. I have no idea.
All right, yeah. Thanks, guys, for everything today. I need to hop off. Appreciate it, though.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for your time, brother. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to go to Ray, and then we're going to go to Peter. Then we'll go to Logan.
Hey, I'm in the car. I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah. Yep. No, go ahead.
Great. I'm just leaving my CPA, who was so excited about what I was telling him about Voyager. He said that he's been doing more and more tax returns. People are making bank on crypto, and he wants to jump on the bandwagon. And he was so stoked to hear about how it worked. So it was very cool and very validating to have his reaction be so overwhelmingly positive. And I just wanted to share that with the group here.
You know what? You know what's funny, Ray, and something that I've, like, mind you, obviously my following has grown and I've interacted with more people lately, but I've had some conversations with some extremely high net worth individuals in VC funds that they literally, like, they're seeing it in real time play out. More and more people are talking about it. Their inner circles are talking about it. And it's just wild to hear these stories. Like, people that would have, you know, you say a year ago, they could give a shit less of what crypto is, are forced to pay attention now. So the adoption is coming. So that's the beauty of all of this, is like, if you get into assets that you believe in long term, cough cough, Luna, VGX, Elrond, all these different superior assets, there's a great opportunity that people will make life changing money. Now, everybody in these weird ass communities and shit coins are screaming around, you know, we're all gonna make it and this stuff. But there's really no reason, like, there's no way everybody's going to make it. It's just not going to happen. But if you choose to utilize what crypto is and you have a, you know, better understanding than most, of why this matters, how it functions, then yeah, you're going to absolutely do great. So that's fantastic. Did he get on to Voyager?
Yeah, he's going to, he took my referral code. He's going to sign up. And what I think was interesting is that for a lot of people, they view crypto as the, you know, lucky people who jumped in on a coin that went parabolic. But what they're fascinated by is the potential in DeFi. And it's kind of fun to be able to share that knowledge and help onboard people with something that allows them to, you know, to build wealth based on the assets they already own. So it was a real validating meeting, and I just wanted to share it.
No, I appreciate that. One thing I want to make really clear to everybody in here, like my whole existence on Twitter, Lucky, and other people, is to show you the tools that you have in your toolbox and show you how to use them. But every single person's goal in here should be to get off of a centralized platform and get into DeFi. However, I will say this, like I said before, let's say fuck DeFi and CeFi for a second. Let's just talk money. If there's something that's a superior product that's out there, I'm going to utilize it. So keep that in mind, guys. That's why we're so gung-ho and bullish on VGX. So I want people to wrap their heads around the concept is, okay, a centralized platform is a great starting point for people that are trying to dabble into it. But the returns and the upside in DeFi, centralized platforms can never compete. So let's just be real with each other. Just want to throw that out there. But that's great. Now, Ray, did you talk to them about the VGX token? Because when I was talking to these different VC funds and like big investors, they didn't give a shit about the value of VGX. They didn't care. They're just like, I can really park this much money in Voyager and it's insured and I'm going to collect how much? And you start running the numbers by them and they don't even care. Was that similar to like what your conversation was?
I spoke to him about how about the stable coin, how you can earn interest on the stable coin, how the debit card could be used to stack rewards, and how you could increase the value of the rewards you get through earning tokens. And he was open to all of it. It was, it's all brand new to him. And actually, I'm going back there to help him sign up. When I come back, I have to bring back some more data for him. So we're going to have a second meeting. But yeah, they're very interested in, and I think the concept of the stable coin and the debit card, it really feels like that's the killer app that's going to really push mass adoption.
So Ray, this is like a funny thing, but you and me understand this, but the senators like Elizabeth Warren, they didn't get this idea and they are against the whole crypto. They proposed a new bill today in Senate. So I'm just wondering like how we can, propose something at the higher level, it's going to reflect at the national level rather than small talks here, right? We should have some kind of movement against this.
I think it's important to reach out to your senators and your congressmen. And I think the more they hear from you, I think the more they'll listen. But I do think it needs to, the noise we make needs to get a lot louder.
Yeah, I agree. We really do need to focus our efforts and, regardless of what side of the spectrum we're on, we all have a goal. And I think that if we put our minds to it, we can definitely make more impact. But then also, I worry about the censorship aspect, right? So say we decide to make that happen and it starts here, or it starts in CeFi space or Lunomics or people who have influence in the industry that we can have these conversations. Like, what does that look like outside of a centralized, a Facebook or a Twitter? Like, how do we even coordinate something to where we say, hey, like, these are our thoughts, let's have a conversation? Because it's great that our
you know, these crypto companies are going on Capitol Hill and saying this and saying that. But ultimately, is that making enough of an impact to where this really paints a picture, or is a good representation of how a large portion of individuals feel and think? I think that's the discussion that, you know, at least the thing that I worry about.
I think it's important for us to really endorse crypto candidates and for them to see the power that the crypto community has, the voting power it has.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to go to Peter, then Logan, and then we're going to go to Marty.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I just jumped on here for a really selfish reason. Baroness hooked me up with a code for Alice, and I was having problems with getting text messages, and some not in the States right now. And I tried using the code, and it didn't work for Alice. So does anyone have a code they could hook me up with? If so, could you please DM it to me? Thank you.
Apparently, Lucky's the Pied Piper of
Alice.
Yeah,
and Lucky. Lucky, I have a couple people that if you could, I, once again, I'm sorry, I know your time is valuable, but if you could, please do me a favor, check your DMs. There was two people that we had a conversation with yesterday in a private space that would like to get on the Alice app, so I don't know if you can do that or handle that.
I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I have about, I think, like 20 codes dished out right now that I'm waiting for 20 codes to come back in, so. I'm just kind of a spinning wheel of codes because I'm spreading the good gospel of USD.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody wants to add on to that list, I'm sure Lucky would love to help you out. You know, we only have, 200 people, 170 people in here right now. So if anybody wants an Alice code, reach out to Lucky.
Okay, let's be clear. You have to be in the U.S. and have an iPhone because I've gotten a lot of international people that I have had a run through. So U.S. and iPhone.
Yeah, but if you guys reach out and you're patient, Lucky will take care of that. It may take a couple weeks. You may have a birthday in between, but at some point you'll have a code because Lucky's a great guy and gives a fuck about everybody else. So
you know what? I just went through every single DM last night. I cleared out everything I had. So yes, I'm OCD about it. So I will get back to you eventually.
Awesome. We're going to go ahead and go to Logan next, and then we're going to go to Marty. Go ahead, Logan.
Oh, what up, T? I hopped out of the room earlier and then hopped back in, and I just realized that I am a speaker. What's going on today? How's everything been going so far this morning?
Oh, not bad. Just shooting the shits with like-minded individuals, teaching them the power of how to make your money make money, which is my whole existence on Twitter. Outside of that, I don't care about politics. I don't care about none of the bullshit. Let's just talk money.
That's all noise, you know?
So anyways, yeah, nice to see you, brother, and I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. I appreciate it. I'll just kind of sit in the background, and if anybody has any questions, I'm going to hop off here in a bit, but I'll just be kind of chilling in the background.
Sounds good, my man. Nice to see you.
Same.
Hey, I'm sharing two invites if anybody wants to pick up through tweet.
There we go. We got Mandivs out there now too, guys. Look, that's the beautiful part of community. On just like a side note, I want to talk about community. Because I'm part of the VGX Heroes, and it's similar to like the Lunatics, right? So essentially, it's a grassroots community based off of education and empowering others. So if anybody wants to take part in that, you know, just tweet at me. Or if you look on Twitter at the VGX Heroes, I'll find something and I'll post it above. Drop them a follow, guys. Similar to both communities, it's very, very educated individuals that are just trying to empower people to take control of their situation and make it better. That's it. No bullshit. There's no money involved. Anything that's money related gets kicked out. We don't deal with no bullshit. Anybody who's an asshole will be kicked out. We're all about respect and just helping each other grow in our understanding of what crypto is, why it matters. So if anybody wants to take part or be a part of that, we're an awesome group. We post a lot of stupid ass memes, and it's just an amazing group of individuals, guys. And honestly, some of the most successful individuals that I know on this planet, you know, CFOs of multi-billion dollar companies, you know, people who are currently in tech, like tons of great perspective. Once again, great high level conversations. And that's what the group is about. So if anybody wants to take part in that, I highly recommend everybody in here. pick a VGX hero, join the group, have some fun, you know, take your shoes off and just be yourself. So I'll find something and I'll post it above here in a minute. I want to go to Marty next. What's up, brother man?
Hey, does anybody have any experience, you know, with kind of crypto debit cards? And I can certainly talk to you about, you know, my Coinbase debit card. And, you know, lieu of having a Voyager one, but definitely the Coinbase one has, you know, many limitations compared to, you know, what is coming out on the Voyager side. But even with those limitations, even with a tenth of the functionality, it's still very, 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 very useful for, you know, day-to-day use. The bill pay part is the part that, you know, my wife and I talk about, which is that's the one thing you don't have on the Coinbase card, or what, actually one of many things you don't have on the Coinbase card. But that ability to do bill pay is something we kind of really looking forward to. I don't know if anybody has better cards, better experiences, other than, like, you know, paying for beer and peanuts like I do.
Marty, real quick, yes. And I'm gonna put this out to anybody. And there's going to be a tall tale indicator that there's nothing better than the Voyager card, to his point. I'll pay anybody $200 right now on the spot. Please come up here and tell me something that's better. $200. I'm good for my word. Trust me. I have the money. $200. Come up here. Tell me a card that's better with more use case and utility.
Amazon right now. Amazon Business Visa gives you 3% cash back as of now. Debit card is not released by Voyager yet.
Hey, send me $200 in Alice. Yay!
But it doesn't give you the 9% interest.
But there is no debit card for Voyager. I'm just telling what is available right now gives 3% cashback.
We are kind of comparing something that doesn't quite yet exist, you know, for with things that do. I was just saying that these are shadows of things to come. You know, definitely hoping that Voyager's is much better than the Coinbase card.
If not, then I just lost $200 to Mantis.
You see the Ralph for the man.
Oh shit, that's funny.
Hey, Big T.
Yeah.
Just FYI, the community is great. Someone down below also sent me another code that I can start passing out. So. I will be working on my DMs, thanks to you, Big T, but appreciate you, I'll read them out. Cato, Sean, appreciate you for giving me that.
Awesome. Yeah, guys, hit up Lucky and make sure you fill up, get in that Alice app. I'm telling you, I've been using it now for, I want to say about a little over a week, and it is so damn easy. You link up your bank account, it's a KYC process, quick, fast, and efficient, and boom, guess what? You're directly into UST. Gaining that 19.4%. Like, that is what mass adoption looks like. That is a unbelievably powerful tool to use. So I highly recommend it to everybody. If you don't have it, you know, get on it. Once again, I think it's only US based and iOS only. Correct, Lucky?
Yes, yes, Apple, correct.
Yeah. So yeah, if that fits your needs right now, or you have that, hit up Lucky, and it may take a week or two to get it, but we'll make sure it gets into your hands and start utilizing it, because it is something that's very unique and very special to crypto. So I'm super happy that I have the opportunity to use it.
I will be having some cash.io invites whenever they release, so just keep an eye. Maybe I'll just start sending out those as well.
Sorry, I just got a phone call. So real quick, anybody who wants more information, because I want to be done with the VGX shit. Like, I've done enough today. Holy fuck. If anybody wants more information on regards to the VGX token, I put a thread together last September that has a lot of good information, articles and stuff that I've compiled over the last year on Voyager. So I'll teach you about Coinify, you know, the payment processing company. It talks about the crypto for stocks trading that's coming to the platform. It really gives you a good understanding of what Voyager is now and what they're going to become pretty much by the end of this year. So if anybody wants that, feel free to tweet at me, and I'll copy and paste that thread to you. It has a 40-second video that explains to you what the VGX token is. It was a video that was produced by Voyager themselves. And then in the actual thread itself, once again, has tons of information about international expansion, the debit card, all this different stuff. So if anybody's looking for more information than just what we went over today, read that thread. And then once again, I hosted a masterclass that I posted to the top of this page. And you can utilize that to just listen in and learn about the team, the tokenomics, the technology, the use case, utility, all that great shit. So the last thing I wanted to mention in regards to VGX is, once again, the community. I went ahead and posted the VGX Heroes page up top. Anybody who wants to become a part of the group, there's no money involved. Once again, grassroots education, just a great community to bounce ideas off of. And very high level understanding of what crypto is, not just within Luna and that ecosphere and Voyager, but all across the board. Some of the best that I know in all of crypto. That doesn't necessarily, you know, sit there and shill tokens all day. We may not have, you know, 600,000 followers, but we get the fucking idea. So just anybody wants to be a part of that, just follow them. They host an AMA every single Wednesday. Last night was in regards to the history of money. So there's an educational piece that we do every single Wednesday. But once again, anybody wants to join, it's free to do so. I want to go to Moostiff, and then we're going to keep the spaces open maybe another 15 minutes, and then we'll go over closing thoughts. So go ahead, Moostiff.
My question, I think I kind of was going through and I found, first of all, thank you, Big T, Lucky, and everybody else that hosts these spaces. When and Alice eventually, or at any point, will you have, because it sounds like it's a debit card that's also kind of like a bank account, but is it possible to use like a routing number, an account number without the debit card if you're on the wait list for the debit card and it's been a while? Is that, or you have to have the debit card to get these benefits?
So for Alice, I haven't heard if you're going to get a routing number and a checking number account. I'm not sure the answer to that. I know the debit card's still pending. I don't even want to speculate if you are or not. Same thing for Voyager. So when we talk about that, we're waiting for the debit card. Some people just got the initial release this week. Big T was part of it. Mm-hmm. So they'll be able to test it out. Outlet's the other one that has the debit card out right now, and I believe they are providing a checking account, if I'm not mistaken, and routing number, if I'm not mistaken. But again, the difference between those three is the Voyager is giving you the rewards, but the other two aren't. So that's right. Why I've created that flow document, because I wanna maximize their rewards for the payments I make.
Okay, yeah, I'm reviewing that right now. Like, thank you. I've been watching your videos.
Yeah, real quick, like, I'm still going to use my Southwest credit card to get my Southwest points. I'm going to pay my mortgage, my utility bills, and my credit card with my debit card, because now I'm still getting my Southwest points. I'm paying my mortgage and utility bills, which I wasn't getting rewards for. I'm getting those VGX rewards there. In the meantime, I'm going to front run my Alice or Outlet, whatever one you want to use, to earn the 19.5. And I'm going to break that off of all my financials. So like, if I know I'm running around 20,000 or, you know, 20,000 over 2 months, I'm going to put like 25,000 in that feedback loop and just keep that separated so I can see how that grows over time. Like, that's my goal.
That's perfect. Yeah. Definitely waiting for the code for VGX as well. Lucky, I did DM you. So if you send me one, I'll send one back whenever you can. I really appreciate it.
I would just think of Alice Finance like a Venmo. That's how I'd look at it right now. An outlet, like an actual bank.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to see you again, brother.
Thank you, Big T.
Yeah, so if anybody, I'm going to open up the floor to questions now. So if anybody wants to, you know, come up here and ask questions, feel free to do so. If we don't have questions, we're going to go ahead and close out the space in the next 10 minutes. So once again, guys, I always say this to everybody all the time. Like, you have the opportunity right now to be early into something, which, mind you, like, once again, if Voyager doesn't go up, VGX doesn't go up in value, still think about the value proposition that that's there for you with the use case and utility of the VGX token. So I want people to start wrapping their heads around that concept and understand, do I think that the token is going to go up in value over time? Absolutely. But even if it didn't, look at what you're getting for investing and utilizing the network, which is Voyager. So yeah, anybody wants to come up and ask questions, please feel free to do so. Go ahead, Peter, and then we're going to go to Volcano afterwards. Go ahead.
Oh,
yeah. Go ahead, Volcano.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys? I came a little late. Regards to the Alice code, or is it Alice Financial? Could you do a little brief summary on what you guys were talking about there?
So just take a look at the flow chart up top. Volcano, it's about okay. The fourth one over. So essentially, Alice right now is a way to deposit money from your bank account into think of it like a Venmo, like Sayak was saying, and you can get 19.5% without creating a crypto wallet, right? Imagine it like you're just moving it to another app on your phone and you're earning off of it. Right now it's invite only, so you have to have a code to get in, but the goal is to move the money from the bank account to Alice, earn the 19.5, and then we incorporated VGX into it later. So I won't go over that whole thing again, but that's kind of the concept of Alice, is a way to earn 19.5 without having to create a true crypto wallet.
Okay. All right.
Because it's utilizing Anchor's backend.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, I sent you a DM for the code, so I'll get the app and I'll look into it. Thank you.
Yep, you got it. Thanks.
Something people should remember too, just real quick, is to cash out of Alice, like to cash out specifically, I believe it's 0.5%. So just remember that.
Yeah, so I have a question first and then kind of like an analogy, I guess. I like to, I've said a couple times on some of your spaces before, Big T, but I know you've covered this already, but I haven't been in any of your spaces, so. I saw you got the email to get the debit card. When are you supposed to have it in your hands?
This week.
Badass. And then one thing I'll just, I've said this before, like I said, but just kind of in line with what you were saying about, you know, regardless of the VGX token goes up or not, there's use case in this. And kind of the way I like to talk about it is if your current bank, your current financial institution, that you store all your money with, if they said, hey, we have a bronze, silver, and a gold membership tier in the buy-in, and now a platinum, right, with the 50,000 tier, and the buy-in is, you know, $1,000, you know, $10,000, and $40,000, and depending on what tier, and it's a one-time fee, you never get your money back, and depending on the tier you get, you're going to get an extra interest boost. Well, first of all, you're going to get 9% interest on your checking account, and you're going to get an extra booster on your checking, and then you're going to get 1, 2, or 3% cash back on your entire life, and that's on your mortgage and your car payment and your, you know, health insurance and your life insurance. How many people do you think would pay that membership, those membership dues, as a one-time fee and never get their money back? Right. That would be a massively successful program for any financial institution that launched a service like that. But we have the opportunity to participate in a program that does exactly that. But then there's also the potential upside of your membership dues to dramatically increase as well. So that's just what I wanted to throw out there.
No, that's a great point. That's absolutely a great point. So it looks like we don't have any questions. I'm gonna give it 2 more minutes before, you know, I go over my closing thoughts. But if anybody wants to come up and speak and ask a question, please feel free to do so. If you have a question and you don't feel comfortable coming up here and asking for whatever reason, please don't be that person that misses out on something special because you don't want to press a button to ask a question. I have a lot of people who have tweeted at me throughout the space, so I'll do the best I can to get back to people as soon as possible. But if you have a question, just reach out, guys. I'll take the time. I can open up a private space for you. It doesn't matter. I just don't let that be the reason why you don't learn and educate yourself on what you can do with this. Please don't be that person. Nobody's going to ever come up here and judge you. Nobody's ever going to talk shit. Nobody's ever going to disrespect you. So let's be very clear. Like, you have nothing to fear by coming up here. We're going to go to Elem Nico V. And then I'm going to go over closing thoughts.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me there?
Yep, I can hear you. How are
I'm
you?
I'm good, man. Listen, I just have a question about something. I'm not sure it's related to what you guys are talking about, but I bonded into the Astroport lock drop earlier this year for 12 months, and I've just gone in there today, and my bonded amount isn't showing up anymore, even though it shows up on 8 board. So I'm wondering if you have any advice about what I could do about that.
That's weird, because I just looked the other day. I'll have to look. Shoot me a DM, because I'm at the gym right now, whoever's talking.
Okay.
And I'll take a look when I get back, and I'll send you a screenshot if I don't see mine.
Thanks a lot, man. I'll do that.
Yep, you got
Wicked.
It. Yeah, make sure you follow Lucky and just send him a DM, so that way he remembers this conversation. I'm going to get Hutch up here. It sounds like he may have an answer, or Marty or Syak. I know you guys have been in it a lot longer than I have.
Cool.
Hey, I've had that problem with 8board before, and sometimes it's like even just refreshing doesn't do it. But if you clear your cache or load it on a new browser and just copy the address, or like totally remove your wallet address and then redo it, then it shows up. Like I've thought, and I've gotten rugged a few times. I'm like, holy shit, where'd my LP go?
He said it the other way though. He said that Astroport's not showing it, but 8board's showing it.
Yeah, I've had Astroport take a minute or sometimes a delay with like liquidity pools and stuff. It's not instantaneous.
Prism the other day wasn't showing me my refracted Luna or my Luna that I was burning. I was freaking out, and then I went to Twitter and I found out that it had a bug. I was like, thank God.
Yeah, sometimes like just disconnecting the wallet or clearing your cache, like Hutch said, can work. Or what's it called? Just shutting down the browser entirely and restarting. And that's what worked for me, actually, was I cleared my history and restarted my computer, and all of a sudden it showed for whatever reason.
Cool. Yeah, I'll give that a go. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's not as, some of them aren't as smooth, the protocol. Some of them will be fluid, right? And some of them aren't as smooth. So it's just sometimes you have to be patient too, and not like get a little click happy, right? Or trigger happy, and sometimes, you know, do something on accident. So even Nexus 2 will have some sluggish mm-hmm. or lag delays, it seems.
And if you just say the word MetaMask, just tweet and put MetaMask, there's lots of people that will help you out. There's like lots of Google Forms and things.
I love that. those links. I love it.
All right. Well, it seems like we don't have any more questions. So I just want to highlight a couple things. So in the nest up top in the pinned tweets is my referral code. Number one, download Voyager. Just check it out. Even if you don't put money on the platform, just look at the user interface. Look at the different interest options that you get on the assets. And I think that alone you'll find value in. I hosted a masterclass. It's also in the pinned tweets. Go ahead and listen to that. Skip to 9 minutes in because I'm just bullshitting the first 9 minutes getting the room set. And then for the following 35 minutes, it goes over all the information, and it really gives you, it will paint a better picture of what Voyager is as a company, what they're trying to achieve. And they'll go over all the information in regards to the VGX token. I also wanted to give a shout out to Lucky. And he hosts, I don't know if this can become a regular thing, but on Mondays, he actually walks people into DeFi. So people who are brand new to this ecosystem and don't understand what DeFi is or how to become your own bank, he actually shares his screen through a Twitch stream live on Twitter Spaces. And he actually walks you in how to set up a wallet, how to navigate Anchor Protocol, and how to do all these different protocols in Terra. So that's a huge benefit. Because, you know, for the first time ever, really, on Twitter Spaces, can you actually see somebody's screen and walk you through it? So we can talk about it all the time,
but everybody learns a different way. So this is of a great benefit to people to, you know, walk through these motions. So make sure you drop him a follow. I also want to give a special shout out to Hutch. We hosted a Spaces 2 or 3 days ago. Well, it was about, no, it was probably about a week ago now.
Friday.
Yeah, it was about a week ago now. And we went over how to walk people from traditional finance into crypto, you know, utilizing things that you already have used, whether that's 401ks, car insurance, different streams of revenue that you've accumulated over a period of time. And if you're looking to, you know, leverage yourself or roll it over into crypto, he is a mastermind behind this. I mean, a absolute fucking mastermind. People have been begging us to host the secondary space. He confirmed that we're going to do it. So we'll look at times that work for everybody, work around his schedule, because there's a lot of great value. So once again, guys, us as an overall and a lot of the people that dedicate their time up here, it's all grassroots education. It's never tied to money. We do it because we want to reinvest into the ecosystem. And we understand if we can educate individuals on what they have in front of them, then, well, you know, this has a possibility to change, you know, your family's lives and your lives. And that's what it's all about, is ultimately buying back your time and being able to do whatever the fuck it is that you want with your loved ones. And not a lot of people have that opportunity right now, but we do have an opportunity to learn from each other. So I want to say, you know, thank you to everybody for joining today. Once again, if you want more information in regards to the VGX token, please tweet at me. Drop all the speakers a follow up here. You'll take something away. But thank you guys so much for your time. It's a pleasure to speak to a lot of new people today. And yeah, thank you guys, and we'll catch you guys later.
Take care, everybody.
And special thanks to, once again, Lucky and Hutch. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was about the last hour or so of Big T's Crypto Talk, Passive Income, Best Platforms Open Space, recorded on Thursday, March 17th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes, and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects, and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay. Checking that replay, sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody want to rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday, and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, the sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around three quarters of a cent each time someone listens to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual.
they're making pennies, pennies per play. Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the 8th dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointed too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music.
Spaces.